us. We study them just like we study everybody else and prepare to play the game the same way we do every single week. And just another chance for us to go out there and play.
Well, tell us, you've been in this division your whole career. You've now played all the other teams in the division this season already. How much more difficult than a slugfest do you think the NFC East is going to be by the time the season's over?
It's always a slugfest. I think this is one of the toughest divisions in the NFL. So no matter who you play on any night, they could beat you. So it's like that all throughout the NFL. I just think we have one of the toughest divisions to get out of. So we just keep playing.
Do you feel like you guys have just sort of hit your stride at this point? I mean, 7 weeks into the season. Feeling that you guys are,
No, we think we have a lot of room for improvement. There's a lot of plays we leave on the field, a lot of things that we left out that we could get better at. And there's so many areas when you watch the tape that we could be even better than where we are right now. So our thing is just focusing on getting better as a team, as individuals, and collectively as a group, all three phases.
So it seems like your chemistry with Eli has materialized. I mean, it seems like you guys have a special relationship. It seems like you guys are on the same page a lot.
Yeah, I screwed him on a couple plays, but I think I played pretty bad yesterday. I played pretty bad, so I think the sky's the limit for us in our relationship, the way we play. But got a lot to improve on, me personally.
Pretty bad considering that you had a season high in receiving yards.
That's the thing about this game. A lot of people just look at stats. I thought I played extremely. I thought I played better against the 49ers than I played this past week. So my thing is just improving and getting better from week to week.
Can you say what it was you felt you did better against the 49ers as opposed to yesterday?
I just felt like I played better. I just didn't play that well overall. I didn't play that well. So I just got to get better.
Mathias, how would you've been around a lot of different players, different emotions. How would you describe Ahmad's emotional, tone during the game?
He's like that in the locker room. He's like that at lunch. He's like that at breakfast. He's like that at dinner. He's like that in the shower. He's like that in the steam room. He's like that in the training room. He's like that if he's riding your car, you got to turn your music up really loud. So Ahmad's just an intense person, and that's why we love him. That's the way he is. And the way he plays on the field is the same way he is as a person. He's real. I don't know a good adjective to describe Ahmad, but Ahmad is Ahmad. I guess if Ahmad was an adjective, other people would be like, I'm Ahmad in it, So so he's just a great guy. He's like that all the time. So, that's just who he is.